The scandals bring up fresh questions about ongoing problems at DHS. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says that includes outright criminal activity among the ranks of federal Crime Stoppers.
Customs and Border Protection personnel collaborating with drug smugglers, cartels, immigration and custom enforcement personnel filing fraudulent travel claims, and TSA personnel stealing personal belonging of passengers. Since 2004, over 130 agents of the United States Customs and Border Protection have been arrested, charged, or otherwise prosecuted on corruption charges. Allegations and convictions include alien and drug smuggling, money laundering, and conspiracy. The DHS Acting Inspector General, Mr. Charles Edwards, states that Mexican drug cartels attempt to corrupt DHS employees, and this impacts our national security.
McCaul chairs the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Management. He says the allegations also extend to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, where agents have allegedly accepted bribes from drug traffickers. The same for some employees at the Transportation Security Administration, who are accused of giving drug couriers unfettered access through Los Angeles International Airport.
Even though there are stacks of government manuals, training materials, and yearly briefings about ethics, they not only waste taxpayer dollars, they are a threat to the security of our nation.
To address the corruption problem, CBP screens job applicants with polygraphs. Deputy Commissioner Thomas Winkowski tells the committee the agency has conducted about 10,000 polygraph exams since 2008.
We had a case where between 2002 and 2009, an applicant smuggled several bundles of marijuana within the United States and was paid $200. On at least three occasions, the applicant personally unloaded duffel bags of drugs from vehicles and stored them at his residence, and the applicant also accepted $1,000 in exchange for allowing vehicles loaded with marijuana to be stored at his home. So the polygraph was able to identify that, and obviously the employee was not hired for a law enforcement position.
Winkowski says the polygraph exam is so good at weeding out bad apples, he wants it to become a regular thing for all CBP agents.
Our data indicates that really an officer goes on the other side at about 8.8 years into service. So the question becomes, while we have data mining and we're doing AMSCOs and doing looking for anomalies, and we have the periodic reinvestigations every 5 years, I think we need to be looking at polygraphs throughout the employee's career. I think that is very, very important, and we'll work with the Office of Personnel Management towards that end.
While CBP is working to prevent corruption in part by using polygraphs, TSA says its background checks have kept potential bad actors out of its workforce. James Duncan is the Assistant Administrator of TSA's Office of Professional Responsibility.
In the last 3 years, our background checks have actually disqualified more than 5,600 applicants who were subject to criminal history checks, financial checks, and other mechanisms to make sure that we're not bringing people in who have vulnerabilities. The second aspect really has to do with prevention, and we've undertaken various prevention initiatives in the wake of scenarios such as Honolulu, where we did determine that there was a large number of bags not being screened or subject to security. And some of the working groups that we've created in the wake of Honolulu have focused on identifying tools that local leadership can use to prevent and detect violations of our security protocols.
Duncan says those tools include metrics and reports to help field leaders flag problems before they blossom into full-blown corruption. Another important piece of prevention is education. Timothy Moynihan is Assistant Director of the ICE Office of Professional Responsibility. He says his agency is big on employee outreach and education.
All new employees go through ethics and integrity training. We have an annual requirement to take an integrity awareness program, which is a policy for all employees to kind of refresh responsibilities and roles of conduct. The all new supervisors get an extensive integrity training at the ICE Academy, as well as all law enforcement officers, a much more extensive integrity training. We put out constant guidance regarding the guidelines in reporting employee misconduct. Oftentimes, information is received from a coworker or a colleague that sees that something is not doesn't seem right, or they have actual information. So we kind of constantly going back and educating the workforce and making sure that they know what the standards of integrity, what the agency expects from them, and the proper ways to report that.
But even with all that outreach and education, Congressman McCall believes ICE just doesn't have it all together when it comes to ethics.
I looked at some of your manuals. There's really doesn't seem to be any overarching policy within ICE, and there's no specific ethics policy for ICE employees. It's very, very generic. And I would ask that you maybe go back and look at that in terms of specific ethics policies that you could direct towards your employees. A lot of this is just common sense, though. You know, as I said, a public service is a public trust. And when you see that violated in these egregious examples, it's just unacceptable.
In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.